Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we bring back one of our great regular guests, Tova Martin. She is the author of many books. We'll be talking about her latest with her. And certainly we'll be answering your indoor and outdoor gardening questions as we move along today on the show. So I'm really looking forward to talking with her. Always look forward to talking with Kate Archer Kent. Hi,
Hello.
Kate.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. You know, you got to help me out here. We've got our Ideas Network membership drive, year end membership drive. Did you know that?
I'll give it my best shot. I will give it my all, Larry.
Well, let's tell people to join in right now with a pledge of support to these programs that you rely on. End 2018 very strong with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And how have we been doing?
We're doing really well. Last hour, we made the hourly goal and then some. So we have some work to do here because we need 30 pledges here. And these goals are set to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on.
So let's meet the goal. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been around a long time, longer than Larry.
Yes. But I've been here quite a while.
I know. Well, so Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for 100 years. Larry's been around for more than half of those.
Yeah, more than half.
Yeah, so that's good stuff. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes this program possible and so many of the others as well. When you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. You can make a difference, and you can make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
During this year-end membership drive, we have an exciting drawing for you. Your donation of any amount supports the programs you enjoy. And get this, it's your chance to see Hamilton.
Yeah.
The winner will receive two tickets to the award-winning Broadway musical, Dinner Out on the Town, and an overnight stay in Chicago, Windy City.
Well, I contribute, but I guess I'm not eligible.
We are not eligible. We can get so excited, and this is just.
No, I'll tell you what. You can be eligible, though, as you listen. And if you're a sustainer, first, thanks for your support. You're automatically entered into the drawing for the Hamilton tickets. And tell you what, you could even add to your sustainer level about now. You can do it at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
This season of giving, let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to people in need throughout Wisconsin. Pledge $10 or $20 a month to support your favorite radio programs and help feed those facing hunger in your area. Do two good things with your gift to WPR right now when you choose one of the food bank gifts. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent, asking for your support during this year-end membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift, it could be $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you don't think you can give enough to make a difference, please do think again. Listener donations make up the largest portion of the funding for WPR programs, but that doesn't mean we're asking you for a huge gift.
No, it's gifts from thousands of people combined together that make the largest piece of funding for WPR programs. And many first-time donors give 10 or 20 bucks a month for their WPR listening. But you decide the amount that works for you and then join this team effort with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Got work to do this hour. Looking for 30 pledges this hour.
Now only 29.
It's one pledge at a time. I know. It's possible, one step at a time. You make WPR possible, though, when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I mentioned sustainers a minute or so ago, and if you're not a sustainer, you can certainly become one right now. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Your gift, very powerful. It really does make a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Kate, you come back, see me again?
Will do.
All right. In the meantime, we're going to talk by phone with Tova Martin. I've been looking forward to visiting with her. She is a perennial heirloom vegetable and cottage gardener, accredited as an organic land care professional. She's the author of many gardening books, including the one we'll kind of talk a bit about today, because I think it's kind of a really fun and interesting book. It's called The Garden in Every Sense and Season. And I hope you'll join in with your questions. Maybe you're having a little problem with your houseplants right now, or maybe there's something you're looking at outside right now and you think, why did I do that way? Or what is it I can do outside right now around my landscape? Give a call at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Tova Martin, welcome back.
Hello, 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 Larry. This is such a fun tradition we've got.
Yeah, I love doing this this time of year, because I can always report that Limey is doing really good and has... Limey has so many limes, she's bent over.
Ooh, she's start eating.
Well, she's got lots of doubles, right next to each other, and she's really doing well.
I have a Calamundin orange that needs to take Limey's lead there this year. I've got lots of little fruits starting, but they're just tiny little, they're little gleams in my eye right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, what am I going to do with all these limes? Because I've got to have some kind of a special occasion, have some people over and do something that features Limey's limes.
I think you've got to have a pie. You've got to make a pie.
A pie?
Yeah.
A lime pie. Why not? Why not? And then I could garnish, with some slices, too?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Lots of limeade or something.
Well, listen, I'm really enjoying your book. I have to admit, I haven't read the entire book yet, but I've read parts and looked through, and I'm really enjoying it. It's called, by the way, The Garden in Every Sense and Season, and it's a little different from your other books, I think.
Well, I go outside in this book a lot.
Yeah.
And, I think we forget that winter is a real... Winter is a large patch of time.
Yeah.
And the garden needs to, it's amazing when you start to really look at your garden in the winter, you can learn a lot. You can even looking out when it's bare naked, mm-hmm. you can look out and really see the contours of the land. It really accentuates that, and you think, and you can think about how, well, a garden following this contour or something, or a hedge following this contour would be so beautiful.
That's a great point. And you can also look at areas, like I have some areas in the front of the house that I don't do it. Everything just stays there the end of the season. And, you get a little snow on the ground and you get some nice winter interest with it as well. And there's some birds. There's some seeds in there. Yeah, the birds are kind of going after a little bit. That part of it's kind of fun for me, too.
That's the reward of not being a fanatical fall cleanup person. That, think about all the little creatures that are so grateful when you leave. I always call it spot cleaning, but I leave as much as I can. And it's really, the birds just really love it. I have learned so much by looking and listening, especially listening, because, you know, often you hear the twitter of birds before you actually see them. And they often do things in gangs in winter. So, you know, listen for that sort of thing, and you can learn a lot. I've learned a lot even about pruning, you know, to prune branches or not prune branches, to leave them that are, you know, sturdy enough to support a bird's weight so that it can eat the, you know, it can perch and eat berries. I learned that.
You learn a lot, and I like the way you've got your book organized. You do it by season, and then you write about, well, talk about what you're, because you write about the senses, is you know, the smells, the sights.
Yeah, into each sense, and that's like an assignment that I gave myself. It was so much fun. I gave myself an assignment, like every week I would think about another sense. You know, well, I'd go out. Today, I'm thinking about touch, which is something we don't often think about, except for ouch in the garden. But, you know, ouch is valid, too. That teaches us a lot. But, you know, we don't really think about feeling our way, the braille of a garden, feeling our way around the garden and the different textures and even, you know, how your foot fall. You know, I began to love moss.
Yeah.
You know,
fun to walk on.
Yeah, bouncy and cushiony and that sort of thing. And this time of year, you know, it's a lot about listening, really is, that listening to the wind and the way the wind, you know, kind of feels its way around your property, whistles at a certain place, that sort of thing. I also learned about, you know, about seeing, about pruning. It's so important to go out and prune up branches, you know, and make things kind of nice and tightly pruned in autumn so you can really enjoy it throughout the winter, you know. Prune everything up nicely in autumn, and then you get a nice vision of things, you know, being covered with snow and that sort of thing, or etched in ice. Very pretty, yeah.
I like the smell of winter, though, too. It's a totally different smell. I guess the smells are different every season, aren't they?
They really are. You know, they can change, Larry. They can change morning, noon, and night. If you go out next spring, try smelling the daffodils at different times of day, totally different scents at different times of day. Roses are famous for that, smelling very different at different times of day. But winter definitely has a snap to it.
A snap indeed. And you mentioned roses, and I was, and then earlier you had said, ouch, and you talked about one mistake that you felt you'd made, which was to put the roses right next to your main entrance.
Yeah, boy, I made so many, you know, errors. Did I ever tell you, Larry, that I put a rose on? I was going to. I stopped myself in half a minute, you know, right before the roses arrived. I called them and said, cancel that order. I was going to put them on my clothesline.
Oh!
Climbing roses. Isn't that, I changed it to clematis, but, you know, wouldn't have that been a shredded mess, you know?
Oh, Tova Martin, our guest today here on the Ideas Network. You can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call, and we'll get to some callers. Jill and Racine, hold on there for a minute because we'll get to you. But first, Master Gardener. Well, are you a Master Gardener, Kate Archer Kent?
That's funny. I'm trying to think what I might be a master at.
You're a master at talking on the air and leading a program. And
thank
she's
you.
Also a master at explaining about our year-end membership drive. And that's why she's back with me. Your support is so vital to all the programs on WPR as you listen in here. It's the largest source of funding. I've said that before and we'll say it again. That's why we're here to ask for your gift right now as 2018 comes to an end and as we look forward to starting 2019 strong. So make the programs you rely on possible. You'll do it when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's fun for me to sit back and enjoy the conversation here as we talk about gardening. We are looking for 22 more pledges to go here this hour. And, you know, we can get there. We absolutely can. Thank you so much if you've already given.
And if you haven't given, please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And did you know that Master Gardeners can get continuing education credits for listening to Garden Talk? That's so cool. And that just goes to show what a valuable resource Garden Talk is to listeners like you. You can enjoy Garden Talk whether you're an expert or a novice like me.
And we have, I think, some of the very best gardening resource people in and out of our state to answer your questions, whether it's about fruit trees or organic gardening or rose bushes, indoor plants. We'll probably be talking more about them today.
Limey.
Full of limes right now. This weekend, I think I'm going to get to limey. I fertilize limey a little bit. I use a fish emulsion. That's the only fertilizer I use, and kind of an organic thing. And
limey gets the kid gloves, I swear. Limey gets pampered.
Limey gets pampered, and you can pamper us a little bit, maybe add a little fertilizer to our program right now with your gift.
Nice.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 with your contribution.
Talking a lot about becoming a sustainer this drive when you make ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or credit card. And here's a great reason to become a sustainer. In addition to supporting the programs you love, you'll be entered in the drawing for Hamilton tickets we have going on this drive.
As a sustainer, of course, you're automatically entered for future pledge drive drawings as well, so don't worry about that. You can start your ongoing monthly gifts. If you haven't done so, you can do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
There are many reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount enters you in a drawing for tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. But wait, there's more. The package also includes dinner out before the show and an overnight stay. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Hamilton Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing.
And if you want to make a contribution, and you should, I think.
I think so, too.
Right now would be a great time. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer-Kent, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And I don't care if your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Someone contributed $100 a month on my show yesterday. So
nice.
It can be done. And you know what? If it's $10, whatever amount you choose, that's really the right amount.
The beauty of making a voluntary contribution to support WPR programs is that you get to decide how much to give. Consider a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
That might be what you pay for cable or maybe your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day, I'm betting. Put a value on it, like other things that are important to you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
20 more pledges to go to meet this goal. We have each and every hour goals, and we're working toward it. Give right now. Be a part of this at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Get into the Hamilton drawing. And this is such an important part of making the programs you enjoy possible.
And if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, I want to certainly again thank you for that. This might be a time to increase your monthly or your support of WPR, maybe add $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your pledge really important right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Having some fun also today talking with Tova Martin, author of many books, including the one we've zeroed in a little bit on today because it's her latest book. It's called The Garden in Every Sense and Season. Always fun talking with her, and certainly if you want to join in with a question, call us at 800-642-1234. And Jill's been waiting in Racine. So, Jill, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry. I think you've done a lot for public radio. But anyway.
thank you.
Speaking of seasons, I completely missed planting milkweed, new milkweed seeds, this fall. What should I do?
What should you do? Well, Tova, what do you have to say about that?
Well, do you have the seeds? Do you want to? What you can do is you can just put them in the refrigerator. What I do is I mix them with sand, and moist sand. Put them in the refrigerator, and just take them out in the spring again.
And there's not a lot you have to do with them, even in the spring, really, for planting.
No, not at all. They do need, you really should refrigerate them. They need a cold, a cold period to germinate. So if you didn't get them in the ground, do it in the refrigerator. Just moist sand, mix them up with it, put them in baggies, label the baggie, and then in the spring, take it out and plant it.
Labeling's a good idea. I would I could envision myself a few months from now looking at this baggie and wondering what the heck food was in that.
Yeah.
All right, Jill, there you go. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jan in Appleton next. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Hi. Here's my question. I got a orchid, the kind you get at the grocery store, and the name begins with a P, and now all the flowers have fallen off of it, and it just has those tall stems.
Mm.
I cut off where this, the little bit where it turned brown. What I know that those orchids can regenerate and bloom again. What should I do? I know I have to keep maybe the roots moist. But what do I do to keep it going so that it can bloom again?
Maybe a phalaenopsis?
Yeah, sounds like a moth orchid, a phalaenopsis. And I think you got that right, Larry. They don't usually bloom again on that stalk, so you're safe in cutting that stalk off, that bare stalk. That's fine. What you need to do now is you need to just, they're wonderful rebloomers. So don't give up hope. The roots, they like water about, I usually do about once or so a week, once or twice a week. I just run water through them. So they don't like to keep constantly moist, but they do like water run through the roots. And so just like bring it over to the sink and let water run through it. And as a matter of fact, I just did mine this morning. And Then you want east or west window. They like indirect light. They don't like really, really bright light. And as much humidity as you can give them. So mine gets the spa treatment in the bathroom.
You haul them in there and turn on the shower? Is that what you do?
No, it just lives there.
Oh, it lives there.
It lives in the bathroom. So it gets, you know, I'm a water baby, so it gets lots of humidity.
And I bet you keep, do you keep them in a tray and the pot on pebbles?
You can if you want. My bathroom is so... so many showers and baths and that sort of thing that it gets lots of humidity.
So if you can't, like, the I was thinking of my own bathroom. The windows I have in my own are too high for me.
Oh, they're too high. Okay.
So if you're putting them somewhere else.
You can either run a humidifier or you can, the pebble tray idea is really a great idea and it actually can look pretty nice. What you do is you just get, I just get like baker's trays, like zinc trays, and I put about an inch of pebbles and then about water to not quite, you know, just below the pebbles and keep filling up the water. It's good for your sinuses too and keeps the cap from sparking.
There we go. Jan, thanks a lot for calling. Tova Martin, our guest today. I'm Larry Mueller. Dave Potratz, our engineer. Jill Nadeau, our producer on the Ideas Network. You're listening to Garden Talk here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Tova Martin. Always great to have her come by and talk with us about what's going on. This time of the year, we are usually talking a lot about indoor plants and what might be going on with your indoor plants. She also has a new book out. It's called The Garden in Every Sense and Season, and fun talking with her about that as well. Join in with your questions or comments or maybe an experience you've got to share with us about your garden or your flowers indoors. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. You know, Tova, the photography in your book is really beautiful, and it's, I'm assuming, all from around your home.
It really is. I work with photographer Kendra Kleineff, who is just brilliant. She really is. It was one of these liaisons where I just, you know, put an idea in the air and she captured it so beautifully wandering around the property. And she made many, many visits over the years we were working on the book. And it was, you know, my property is actually named Furthermore.
Yeah, I like that.
7 acres, and it has, I always say, one of everything. As far as garden types, it has, you know, a shrub garden and a vegetable garden, couple of vegetable gardens, and a herb garden and a berry garden. And so I talk about my experiences with all these gardens, and I even have a meadow, and I know in the Midwest you often call them prairies, but
yep,
we call them meadows in the East. And that experience, because, you know, interestingly, Larry, every meadow has its own scent.
It does.
Yeah. Try going out one day in the middle of the summer and just smell the meadow. It's all mine smells like freshly baked bread. It really does. You know, it makes you hungry.
And the flowers are blooming at different times in those prairies or meadows, as you call them. And so the smells in that way and the sights change as the seasons move along.
Yeah, they do. It changes drastically. And it's just one of the many things. You know, as a gardener, I found that I wasn't really appreciating what I create, you know, all that work I put in.
So busy working, really, you're not sitting back and enjoying.
Yeah, exactly. You have to really stop
And think about, you have to really plug in, and it's so worthwhile. And as you do it, the garden tells you things about what it needs. You really, as you're more cognizant of it, you're more aware of things that you need to do, and also just reap the rewards of the labor you've already put into it.
Well, the old saying, you know, take some time to stop and smell the roses, but...
I know, we say that all the time, but you know, I think gardeners are some of the most, you know, we're sort of very chore-oriented, I think. How about you? Don't you find that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're out there, you're weeding. Well, you're in the garden, you're planting or you're weeding, and you want to get it done, and you're not taking time to really sit back and enjoy what you're doing and what you've got.
Yeah, exactly. And all right, let's talk about right now. Larry's quiz. What's in bloom in your garden and on your windowsills right now?
Well, limey.
Limey.
But you're the champion when it comes to that. How many indoor houseplants do you have?
Oh, you know, I've totally lost count. It's over 200. And a few more are going to walk in this weekend, I have a feeling. But, you know, it's so rewarding. And even looking, you know, even thinking about that, looking out the window and seeing how the light plays, you know, it's such a beautiful scene with the frost on the panes, with the light on the leaves, especially my begonias.
Oh, man.
The light coming through the leaves on the begonias. Ask me begonia questions because... I'm crazy about begonias. And, you know, the simplest houseplant, like geraniums.
Yeah.
Geraniums make great blooming winter houseplants. Why don't more people do that?
I don't know. Maybe they're... I have to admit that I am just in awe of the fact that you have a cat, and you have all those plants, and your cat... must
well,
be
Einstein
tempted to.
For a reason.
What's that?
He's named Einstein for a reason. Well, not only is he the professor, but he is very smart. But I taught him from the very beginning not to bother the houseplants, and I did it. People told me try a squirt gun. Turns out Maine Coons, and he's just a shelter kitten, but he's got some Maine Coon in him. He loves water, actually, so that was like positive reinforcement. And then I tried spraying with those oils, you know, that cat deterrent oils, and that didn't work either. It actually, Jan was talking about her orchids. It actually bored holes in my orchids, so that wasn't a good idea. But I found that the high decibel screams were what really worked. You know, I won't demonstrate. But,
no, don't. Oh, man. Tova Martin, our guest today, and we've got some callers online. We're going to get to Mike and Bob. We'll get to you in a minute here, but I want to bring back Kate Archer Kent to talk about our year-end membership drive here at the Ideas Network. Your financial support, it's the foundation for all the great talks you enjoy on this show and every other show every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now at wpr.org or at 888-202-2552. How are we doing?
We're doing really well. We only have 17 more pledges to go to make this goal that we have set up here. It is one pledge at a time. That's our Einstein moment here. When you give, you fund the Larry Mueller Show, you fund Garden Talk, all the other WPR programs you count on. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think probably my favorite week day of the week is probably Friday for Garden Talk because I really enjoy talking to all the wonderful experts that we have on the show. Tova Martin is certainly one of them. And I think what the advice and the information that Tova and all the other experts provide make for a great experience, help people have a great experience in their garden or their house plants. It's really great to bring this to you as you listen to the show. We're listener supported, so here's the time maybe to say, well, I love Garden Talk, or I really like Garden Talk, so let's make a contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Help make this program and all the programs you enjoy possible.
This is the season of giving. Let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to those in need in our area. Ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
This is one of my favorites. Your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you. So you're doing two good things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. WPR is a great value. Of course, it's free if you can't afford it, but I find that donating makes me feel better because I'm supporting something for people who maybe can't donate right now. And if you are a donor, I really think it's important to become a sustainer. You never have to worry about, oh, God, should I write the check this year or not? It's there, it's ongoing, they've got it in the pocket, and then you've got all that good stuff in your ears.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
That's WPR.org, or you can phone, too. Go to 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer-Kent. Reminding that listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this membership drive is so important. And your gift could be $10 a month. It could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
There are so many important and interesting issues covered on the Ideas Network. You might have a soft spot for Garden Talk. I know I do. I just love the conversations. You rely on these discussions. I try to get a better green thumb. And that's why your gift during our year-end membership drive is so important.
Help us put a strong finish on 2018 so you can continue to talk about the issues in the months to come. Make your gift at WPR.org right now or phone 888-202-2552. We've still got a few to go here.
We have a few to go, but we're halfway to our goal that we have set here. So I'm okay that we can get the other way here because we're halfway there. Or now we're more than halfway there. So look at that. You make WPR possible when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget about becoming a sustainer. You could do it right now, easy and convenient. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. You're listening to Garden Talk here on the Ideas Net. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Tova Martin, author of many books, including The Garden in Every Sense and Season. And Tova, we'll take some calls. Let's go to Bob in Beloit. Bob, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Grapevines, putting them to bed for the winter. A couple years ago, I had some new plantings. I did that, and I covered them, I guess, with straw and that. And the mice just had a great time with them, killed them. What should I do this winter?
So you replanted those?
I replanted, yeah, and these are now. I didn't do anything with them last winter. I just let them tough it out, and I put chicken wire around them so rabbits couldn't get at them, but that was it.
What are you planting? What?
Grapevines.
They're grapevines.
Okay.
I think he's on the right track there. I wouldn't do it. That's... I don't do anything with mine at all, and I don't have any. I haven't had any problems, at least.
No, I think you're on it. I think that's a really good idea.
So leave this. Yeah, I know for sure, Bob, you're not going to put straw around there anymore. And I think it's not a bad idea to put some wire, as you say, around hardware cloth or whatever around those to kind of keep the rabbits away, but otherwise let nature take its course. Yeah, I would. And by the way, there's a Bob, you should go online to the UW Extension Learning Store. Just type in UW Extension Learning Store, and there's a publication that Extension puts out called Growing Grapes in Wisconsin. It's been around for a while, but it's a really good, good publication, and it's free. So go online and grab a copy of that publication, and it talks about grapes, pruning, and all the rest of it throughout the year, and you'll get some good advice from that. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it very much. Mike in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I had two questions. One about lime trees. When's the best time to buy one for growing in the house? And the other question was, my wife got a Christmas cactus from somebody in the fall, and it hasn't bloomed yet. What's the best? Is it good to give it water or not?
The lime tree, when to get, you know, any time is a good time to get lime tree. I've gotten many as holiday gifts for people. So now is not a bad time. If you can find them in the nursery, I've also got them, bought them at the spring flower shows. So that also works. I would say any time you can find them on a nice tree on the market, be sure you get one that with lots of leaves and looking great. Larry gave me the great advice of fertilizing a lot. He fertilizes every time he waters, he gives it a little bit of his fishy motion, and I started doing that too, and boy did it really perk up. I think it's going to run neck to neck with limey pretty soon. On the Christmas cactus that hasn't bloomed yet, it's a little confusing now because they hybridize a lot of them together. And, so you get between the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, and the Easter cactus, there's a lot of cross-pollination. So sometimes they don't bloom right on schedule, and by the way, nobody tells them what the right time is, so they don't know. But they like the lower light level times of year usually to bloom. And
cooler.
And cooler, yeah. Well, the house is maybe not a whole lot cooler, but what you want to do is, they don't like scorching sun.
No.
They burn, actually. So an east-west window is fine. And as far as watering, don't overdo it because they are in the succulent family. They don't like to dry out, but they don't like too wet either. So that's important. But light, give them, east-west, you don't have to drench them in light, but they do need, a very dark window is not going to do it for them. Also, remember, something I often forget with those is to forget to rotate them because they do like, light on all sides.
That's exactly right. And less water is better than more water. That
yeah.
is for sure. And they do like cooler conditions. So you're absolutely right about that. As for a lime tree, you can get a lime tree any time of the year. This time of the year here in Wisconsin, where we're sitting on about 20 degrees or whatever, you have to be really careful if you get one this time of the year. That tree has to be covered. When I purchase plants in the coldest seasons, I'm usually have somebody with me. I usually start the car and have the car warm, and I make sure those plants are totally covered.
Yeah, I find plastic doesn't do it either. Even from whisking it from the nursery door to the car door, I usually insist on even bring a paper bag and put it upside down.
Over it,
yeah,
or a little blanket, anything to keep it out of the direct shot of cold. And frankly, I bought limey all those years ago. I bought limey not this time of year. I bought limey, I think it was some kind of early summer, spring and early summer. Set her outside for all summer, and then, you know, then I bring her in the late fall. Seems to like cooler temperatures. She doesn't.
They do. At a certain temperature, they can't really ingest the micronutrients. So, you know, you don't want to keep them too cool. But certainly, if you're, you know, comfortable, your citrus is going to be fine. And the trick, I'm sure Larry will agree with me on this. The trick really is not to forget to bring that plant inside in the autumn.
Yeah.
Don't play what I call weather roulette.
Yeah, and limey has hardly lost a leaf since coming in, but I have grow lights. You know, the new fancy ones that are less power. Yeah, that use less power.
Yeah.
And I have them on a pole lamp, and so limey gets light at different areas and not necessarily just on top.
Yeah, you know what Larry's talking about. You can actually screw these bulbs into a regular fixture. You don't have to get, you know, special, you know, those long fluorescent tubes. You can just plug these into your a task light or something.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks so much, Mike, for calling. Appreciate your call. Kate Archer Kent with me as well. Kate, you don't have a lime tree, do you?
No, I don't, but there are high stakes here, Larry. I feel like I would never measure up to limey.
but you certainly more than measure up when it comes to talking about listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. During our year-end membership drive, Kate and I want to tell you that if you've put off donating to WPR in 2018, you're running out of time, and now's the time to take some action. And if you have given this year, or if you're a sustainer who's making ongoing monthly gifts, you can make a special year-end gift as well. I did that a couple of weeks, week and a half ago or so. You can do it too. It just takes a few minutes. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Kate, how are we doing?
Looking for 9 more pledges in the next 4 minutes. And I have faith, Larry. I'm keeping the faith that we can get this goal. Your gift now, so important, because when you give, you support the programs that you enjoy, like Garden Talk every day.
Thanks if you've already given. And if you haven't really, now is the time. Please give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
What I love about Garden Talk is people call in from all different situations, all different areas, and have lots of different challenges that are stumping them in their garden or with their house plants. And Larry, your guests are just amazing.
they can navigate
the most difficult thing to figure out, whether it's a soil thing or whether it has to do with just, you know, trying to identify a plant. So Garden Talk is just all about discovery, and that is what the Ideas Network is. It's about discovery, and at the base of it, at the foundation, at the soil level, WPR is listener supported. You are what keep us fertile here, and it means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make Garden Talk and you make many more shows possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your pledge.
If you've been listening to WPR without pledging, maybe you haven't given because you didn't know that we were listener supporter. And if you've been listening to Kate and me for the last, 30 minutes almost, or 60 minutes, I should say. You should know that now. We are listener-supported. The largest source of funding comes from listeners like you, maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you like what you heard.
Well, you're still listening, so now is the perfect time to support the programming you rely on. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
December is a special time of year. We asked some people, what are your year-end traditions?
Our family generally gets together at my mom and dad's house, and we just spend time with each other.
Going for a walk in the first snowfall of the year.
Getting out my Hawaiian Aloha Advent calendar, which has a giant Santa Claus in an Aloha shirt and flip-flops.
Make giving to Wisconsin Public Radio one of your year-end traditions. In return, you'll get programs that make you think, laugh, and start conversations all year long. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge. Larry Mueller with Kate Archer Kent asking for your support during this year-end membership drive. Your gift, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. And we still have nine
pledges to go. We have those Hamilton tickets hanging in the balance there. Get in on that drawing. Giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, like $10 a month.
$10 a month is great, or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. That donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs, shows that you really support here at the Ideas Network, including Garden Talk. Do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge. We're going to go away for a look at the news and weather, find out what else is in store for us, and then we'll be back with Tova Martin. Stay with us. Give now at WPR.org. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network for Garden Talk. I'm Larry Mueller. My guest today, Tova Martin, a perennial heirloom vegetable and cottage gardener, and is an accredited organic land care professional. Her latest book is called The Garden in Every Sense and Season. And I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments as we move along. For the last half hour, I just want to quickly mention that we, the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association, a group that I just love, have a challenge grant for us. They're going to provide $2,500 in matching grant money. So every dollar you contribute during in the next 25 minutes or so will be doubled. So if you contribute $100, it's going to turn out to be $200. So I hope you'll call in at 888-202-2552, make a contribution, it'll be doubled, or go online to WPR.org. And we'll talk about that some more later, but let's take some calls right now. Bethany in Madison's been waiting a bit. Bethany, hi, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry. I'm mainly calling because I love Tova Martin's books, and I follow her on Facebook, and I love hearing about her goats and everything.
Thank you, Bethany.
Yeah, I just love them. They're awesome books, and I swear last winter I think I went out and bought like 20 new houseplants because of your books, figuring out which ones would work well in my home and everything. So, and I also wanted to say that, Larry, I have a kumquat tree that I've had for about 10 years. That were, just like Limey, I don't have as good of a name for my tree, but it's thriving, and I probably have about 40 little kumquats on it right now. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Kumquats are so easy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing how they're so productive, too.
No, and I can't believe I've kept it alive this long.
Well, no, I think that they're sort of the unsung heroes. Not that many people realize that how easy they are and how rewarding they are and how delicious they are as indoor trees.
Well, you had a question for us, Bethany, didn't you?
I did. So my thing is, last spring, I bought a begonia, an indoor begonia. I forget, what is it, a wax begonia or whatever. And it had a flower, and it was beautiful and everything. And then I put it in the shade outside over the summer, and it really became very unhappy. It's one of those indoor begonias. I forget the name. Rex? I can't remember. It was one of
them. Rex, Rex. But the thing about begonias,
so unhappy now. It is so unhappy. Like, I can, it's barely alive. And so I don't know if you have any suggestions for me.
A couple of suggestions. One of them is that I don't know what type of summer you had, but our summer was really, really, really wet. It rained and rained and rained. So they don't like a whole lot of water. They like to dry out between waterings. And in connection with that, they don't like large containers. They like the roots prefer to be tight in the pot. So don't repot. Don't you might even downsize if it's in a large container. I find that interestingly, begonia roots go horizontally. So if you've got it in a deep container, try a shallower container. As those are just some ideas. They like east or west window if you've got it inside. They don't like a whole lot of light or need a whole lot of light. Just a few ideas.
Good luck, Bethany, and thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You're going to you read Tova's books. You're going to love this one too. Lots of great photos. There's one really good photo of a goat, and you. Or I don't know if it's you or who it is. Almost the goat's almost kissing or something.
Yeah, we kiss a lot.
I love that shot. Oh man. Dot in Chippewa Falls has something. Hi, Dot, and then Tom will be with us. Dot first. Hi, Dot.
I have a Hindu rope plant, also known as a Hoya carnosa compacta.
Yeah.
I'd like to know where and how to cut it to get cuttings to replant, and if there's any special care needed.
You know, that's a really good idea because it does begin to dangle down a lot, right? It becomes like a chain. So it's very easy to root, actually. Just take, maybe 3 or 4 inches off the end, remove the leaves on the, the end that you've just cut, and put it in, if you can get some rooting hormone, dip it in that, and then just put it in some, soil, keep it moist or slightly moist all the time in a place that's indirect sun, and it should root. A lot of people, back in the old days, they used to just take like a drinking glass and put it upside down over the, the cutting they were rooting, and it's kind of like a good-looking, quick way of adding, keeping the humidity up. My trick about Hoyas, really, is to tell people, be careful, don't ever put them in bright, bright, bright light, because especially that one, the Hindu rope one, burns really easily. I say that from really sad experience.
Dot, I hope that helps out. Does that help?
Well, do you cut above the leaf or below the leaf?
You below the leaf, and then take, take that leaf off. Leave, give it two or three leaves actually, keep photosynthesizing. So cut it below the leaf. About 3 or 4 inches of stem.
All right. I hope that helps, Dot. Appreciate the call. Let's take another call at Pewaukee here. Tom is with us. Tom, hi. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Larry. I got a question about some pussy willow trees. They were grafted trees, and I got them last spring. There were no buds or anything when I bought them, and they they flowered with the pussy willows beautifully, and they were growing fairly nicely in the house. But then when the weather got a little bit warmer, I put them outside in a shaded area. They were in about 8 or 10-inch pots, and they were about 18 inches tall. And they grew for a while, but then they all just started getting kind of wilty leaves and stuff. And by the end of summer, they were both dead. And I'm just kind of wondering what I may have done wrong.
All willows like a lot of water. Were they getting sufficient water, do you think?
They were getting plenty of water. I watered them every day.
Okay. Any idea what the soil was like? Because a lot of people, you know, sometimes they sell these things and they're really not in great soil. I usually check to make sure the soil, you know, drains properly and that sort of thing.
Okay. I don't really know what the soil was. I left them in the pots they were in.
Yeah, you might check it, next time. You might check that. Willows are usually so easy to grow, but I've never tried a grafted one, to tell you the truth. And I think I know what you mean. They look like little crowns, but I've never tried that. To know if that's just. How about you, Larry? Have you ever tried a grafted?
No, I wonder about something other than, you know, maybe because they were outside when that happened, right, Tom? They were outside.
Yes, they had been doing fairly well. They bloomed with the catkins wonderfully in the house, and it was after I moved them outside, and they weren't in bright sun. They were under a covered porch, so they got more light than they did inside the house.
Yeah.
It wasn't direct sunlight.
Mm.
So there's something, but it wasn't a screened-in porch or anything. It was just an open area, right?
Yep.
So did you check closely for any kind of insect issue?
I couldn't see any insects, but I did see some, like, little webbing on them.
Yeah, that's usually red spider mites.
Spider mites, yeah.
Yeah. That could be, I think you're onto something on that, Larry. There's also a little beetle around here that gets on the willows and can defoliate them.
Yeah, it's... I think it sounded like you were taking good care of it to me. It just sounds like you may have had some external factor there, and it could have been an insect or like a spider mite. Sounds like you had spider mites for sure. And there may have been something else, too. It could have been it could have been an herbicide drift, probably not. But it could have also been some sort of disease kind of issue. But did the leaves curl up or did they...
They just kind of got, I'd call it wilty.
Wilty. Mm. So they weren't getting...
didn't have any strength.
Yeah, if they were getting wilty, then it may have been an issue with the graft that if they were wilting out, even though you were watering them, it's possible that the vascular system of the plant, the pussy willow, wasn't taking up the water.
Mm. Spider mite will cause the foliage to, like, fleck. Yellowish, it just begins to look, and it begins to look dried out.
Yeah.
But it usually first hint, besides the web, is that the foliage looks kind of flecked, yellow.
Yeah. Yep. There we go. Well, Tom, try again this year, coming year, and see what happens, and take Tova's advice on the. On the soil and so forth, and give it a shot, because they're usually pretty easy to keep going, for sure.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Tova, back to your book a minute. It hasn't been out very long, has it? How have sales been?
Very good. And I've been lecturing it all over the country and having a really good time with that, to, you know, bond with audiences. Because, you know, in with your pledging drive there, you know, gardening really is about sharing. It's not only about what you observe in your garden, but it's shared advice from people who might have, a little bit sadder and wiser on something and can give you advice about it. So it's really about listening to other gardeners, I think. And that's part of the fun of it.
Well, I know it's a wonderful book, and I hope a lot of people have a chance to look at it. Tova Martin, our guest, she is the author of many books. And go to her what's your website again?
It is tovamartin.com. That's TOVAHMARTIN.com. And I Facebook every day. I put up a picture, and we have really 7,000 plus of us on the Facebook page. So we have a lot of fun all over the world. And it's we even have a few people from Australia, which is really fun. But that is Plants Wise by Tova Martin, and we just have a ball on it. We really do.
Plants Wise with Tova Martin. It is a fun page.
Martin.
Yeah, by Tova Martin. Sorry, Tova Martin, our guest today here on Garden Talk. And another guest we have who has been just stopping in from time to time is Kate Archer-Kent, and she's here to help me talk with you about our year-end membership drive. It's your chance to support the programs you count on every single day on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch, informed, and interested. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2019. And we have a special inducement, Kate.
Yes, because it is so exciting. We have a challenge grant right now. There's plenty of match money on the table thanks to $2,500 from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association, who are going to match you dollar for dollar. And last hour, we had some really nice success in terms of turnout. We want to make sure that we make these hourly goals so important to stay on track. And of course, we want to make sure that we match every single penny from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners. So thank you so much for your pledges right now. We have this dollar for dollar match up to $2,500. And the generous match is from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. It means they're matching every single dollar you give.
And so you can double your support for the program you love. You can just do it by giving right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
A large slice of funding for WPR programs. The biggest slice, in fact, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state, federal governments, and businesses are important, your contribution, you make a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is, thanks to your support. So keep independent, high-quality programs on the air when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're listener-supported here. Make your gift now to fund the WPR programs you value. And I wish I could win this, but I can't. You, though, could win two tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. And not only see Hamilton, but you get to enjoy dinner out on the town before the show, and you get to stay overnight.
Find all the rules, the details at WPR.org. When you give, you're automatically entered. So donate any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thinking about Garden Talk, every week we hear from a different guest expert about one of your favorite garden pastimes, gardening. And some guests are horticulture professors who can answer a wide range of questions, especially our extension folks. Others are specialists. They might specialize in lawns or trees, some in vegetables. We have some great native plant experts. And a whole lot more. I hope you'll support this program where you get so much good gardening information all year long. You can do it with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
As the donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
And if you gave $100 a month, you could still double it because we still have a lot of money out there in this challenge grant. And it's really important if you can do it right now. We're coming to the end of the hour. There's another 5 minutes or so to go. So think about the things you enjoy, shows like Garden Talk, and the other things that make life better, just like we hope WPR makes your life better. The important thing for you is to decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
December is a special time of year. We asked some people, what are your year-end traditions?
Our family generally gets together at my mom and dad's house, and we just spend time with each other.
Going for a walk in the first snowfall of the year.
Getting out my Hawaiian Aloha Advent calendar, which has a giant Santa Claus in an Aloha shirt and flip-flops.
Make giving to Wisconsin Public Radio one of your year-end traditions. In return, you'll get programs that make you think, laugh, and start conversations all year long. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And I don't care if your gift is $10 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And right now, so important to give with a dollar-for-dollar match in effect this very minute from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. So your gift of $50 will turn into $100, $100 to $200. You get the picture. Take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right this very minute. There is plenty of match money to go
$1,700
here. Yes, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One of the things I think to think about is, and especially if you've only discovered Wisconsin Public Radio recently, we want you to know that WPR is really listener-driven. We're not profit-driven. You get more programming per hour because we don't have to take time out for long blocks of commercials.
And our business is to inform and entertain you and serve up quality programs for you to enjoy every day. WPR is your station, and it's possible because listeners like you give what they can to support it. So show your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There's still about $1,600 in matching money left here, $1,550, I guess it is. So help us keep strong as we enter 2019. You can become a first-time donor. We've had several of them. Make an extra year-end gift. That's another thing you could do to support the programs you value. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Help us make this match up to $2,500 in effect right now. It's a great time to pledge because the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association doubling every single dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have to go away in a few seconds, so if you haven't done it yet, now's the time to do it. Please now make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, do it right now at WPR.org.